Shalom Avracha. We continue the Psukim of Yoshe B'Seisir Elyon, which by the way is a Mizmah that is from the Mizmahim that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. So the first Pasuk is telling us how we get the maximum protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Yoshe B'Seisir Elyon. To put ourselves close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go through life feeling that I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That causes us that protection of Betzel, Shaka, Yishloinu, the powerful HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will always protect us. In the second Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Oymar Lashem Machzim Sudosi Elokai Eftach Boi. Oymar Lashem does not mean I will tell Hashem. It means I will say regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is now trying to introduce us to this concept of true bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says you should know that regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud Kei Vav Kei Midas HaRachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu says we always have that Av HaRachamim, we have the Father above us, looking down us, on us with Rachamim, and sustaining us. He has the nature of protecting me, and machzim sudosei, two types of protection. Machzi is more relating to regular, day-to-day situations, and we need to be protected from all types of things in the course of the day that could potentially happen to us. But sudosei is when there's an attack. You have a fortress which is very strongly guarded and built very strong that nothing can penetrate it. That's in both situations, whether the regular day-to-day situations or an extenuating situation, wartime, whatever, Hashem is still with me. Elikai. Elikai is a lotion of the Elikim is Balakoy Cheskulam, the one who has all the force in the world emanate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Elikai, he's my God. I have a personal relationship with him, a special hashgacha over me. And that's why I have bitachon in him. Because these are two nekudos of bitachon, to understand that Hashem has the power to protect and give us everything we need. And Hashem is constantly interacting with us. He's mashgiach. He knows what's going on with us, what we need. Because if you have one without the other, then it doesn't help. But we know that Hashem is both. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us. The conditions of bitachon are all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, he has tremendous rachmanos on us. Machzim Sudosei, he has a power and ability to protect us. Elokai, he has that's the third thing, he has a constant interaction with us. And he is the Almighty. And therefore, Eftach Bo. I can fairly feel I'm in the good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next pasuk, Ku Yatzilcho Mipach Yokush Mi Zeber Havois. He's describing two types of situations that Hashem could save us, that we mentioned before. Pach Yokush is something, somebody set up a trap. That's one type of situation. They're not the regular day-to-day situations, but something was set up by somebody to damage me. I believe, and I feel, and I know, and rely on Hashgach HaKadosh Baruch Hu to protect me from that. And Midever Havlis, Dever is a type of some type of contagious disease. We know that we're constantly surrounded by a tremendous amount of bacteria and virus. And Adrav Hashem set up the body in a fashion that can handle all of them. These things we don't even pay attention to. But it's good to pay attention to it and realize how much Hashem is constantly watching over us. So this is the chizik Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us today. That we know, in order to really feel the peace of mind of bitachon, it has to be thought out. And we have to feel and think that bitachon is not just something that's a mitzvah to do. It's something that makes sense. Those are the points that we saw today. The things that make a person reliable is, number one, Shem Havaya, Hashem, the Rachmim, the care the person has for us. Second thing is, that I see and I know that he has the ability to protect me, whether it be from the day-to-day things or even from attacks that are made upon me. And Elokai, he's constantly interacting with me. He's my God. She's able to pay attention to these things. We are still going through trying times, and we know there's no end in sight. But that doesn't deter us, because we know the end is very clear. The end is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us, and he will be with us. As long as we're with him till the end, he'll be with us till the end. We should see great Yeshuas for all of Klal Yisrael.